We start with the early 80s, when the primary networking technologies of TCP and IP were being finalized. These underlying networking technologies make no mention of information security. Partly, this is because the internet community at that time was thrilled that they could even get a rudimentary internet to work. Also, at that time, it was difficult to anticipate all the different ways in which things could go wrong on the internet. And finally, and perhaps less discussed, is the fact that many of the architects of the internet had a very strong independent streak. They wanted to leave any security concerns to the end user and not let internet service providers regulate access to the internet in the name of information security. One unfortunate result of this approach certainly has been that the internet remains vulnerable to information security issues. But on the other hand, this openness has led to the internet enjoying great popularity even within totalitarian countries. That is discussed in the news regularly today. Had the internet not been so open, it is distinctly possible that many dictatorial governments would have denied internet coverage within their countries in the name of information security.